Kelly, what's happening?
Hey, I was just calling to check. Is that all that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually I'm not going to include it right now. Okay. Do you guys still have starter checks from that account by any chance?
Starter checks?
Yeah, without any writing on them.
Like a temporary check?
Yeah. Because I don't want them to see the name on there being different than the company name. If it's different than KJ Transportation, they're probably going to want to know why, and then they'll try to do it under KJ Transportation, and that'll kill the deal, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you may have to start up a new account or something, you know what I mean?
And it got to be a business account, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I'm sure when it, because what they're going to end up doing is they'll probably try to ACH the payments out, either on the 1st or the 15th. So they'll just need, that's the reason they need the accounting number and routing number. But you could probably change it when it's all said and done. But yeah, if you have starter checks for that account, it's probably the best route to go.
Okay. Let me call them and see if you got any temporary checks. I'll call you back.
Okay, and then one thing also, the original amount that I said submitted the approval for, because I didn't know how much it was going to be, was for $30,000. So now it's actually $25,886. So it was...
$886.
Yeah, $25,886 instead
of
$30,000.
That's enough to get them tire racks on up, I think. Oh, yeah. The trailer's a 12.5, right?
He's actually got those down as 12.7 on the invoice here.
12.7.
Yeah, 12.7 times 2. I don't see the Tyrex on here. I may have to get an updated invoice from him. He's just got a dock fee of 400, then a license is 86 times 2, and then the down payment, which was 6,000. But I think the down payment might end up being less now that the loan amount's a little bit less. But
okay.
And also, are you?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, are you tax exempt by any chance? Are you going to be able to be?
Tax exempt?
Yeah, on Texas.
Nah.
Sales tax.
Nah, I will have to get a tax exempt account too.
What's that now?
I will have to be tax exempt?
No, not at all. Just if you were, then I could... I could have the sales tax taken off, but... Because it's not actually on the invoice, and I assume that you probably want that included in the loan amount. I would take it, right?
What, the tax?
Yeah.
What would the tax be on it? Is that over the loan amount?
Yeah, it's over the loan amount for the equipment, and it's, I think, Texas sales tax is like, is it 6.7 or something like that? Does that sound right? What's Texas sales tax? 0.067. So it'd probably be around, if it's 6.7%, then you're looking at $1,734.36 in taxes. And we could just have those included in the loan amount for you, so you don't have to pay them up front or whatever.
Okay. I'll call you back and let you know. Let me call and I'll call you back. I might have to do a tax exempt.
Okay. And, if you want to tell Sean that you want to add the tire.
He said they're like $250. Because how much we have left on it? 25.8?
Yeah, you have plenty of room to add it on there. So.
Add two of them?
Yeah. So you're looking at
$500,
so. So, yeah, you should be fine. It's only, 825.882 plus 500. It's, 26.382. So, yeah, it's not...
Is that over the loan amount, or could we get that done?
No, that's not over the loan amount. You can add that. You can add the 500. That's fine. You can actually add the taxes as well, if you want to. I think you have to have an MCC number to be tax exempt, and I don't know that you have one yet, you know?
No, I don't have one.
Yeah, so probably just have to visit Texas.
Yeah, just go ahead, and then if I can get one, then if I get an MC number, then you talking about the MC number? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's what makes you tax
exempt.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, this should be on. You go ahead and add the tax on there.
Okay, and you want me to go ahead and add the taxes and add the two, what are they called, tire rods?
Tire racks.
Tire racks, okay.
Yeah.
Tire racks. All right, cool. I will...
Okay, and I'll call them about temporary check, but if I have to open up a business account, then I'll go. But it's probably going to be... I'll try to get one, go by a bank and do it Monday.
Okay.
And then I'll send you the temporary checks and stuff, my name on it, or without a name on it, or whatever.
Well, if you can actually get them, if you can get them with Kelly Jackson, DBA, KJ Transportation on there, at the 1236 Dillwood Drive, then that would be idea, but I just don't know that they have them that soon for you.
Right, they won't.
Yeah, so they'll probably have to... So you might be able to just get a letter from them with the accounting number, okay. Routing number. You know what I mean? Usually they'll provide a letter for you.
Okay. Okay.
In the meantime, I'll request a new invoice from Sean.
Sean, okay. All right.
All right. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.